Okay, so there's a Yisoid that Rav Yerucham writes in a few places. It's Kibaitan. I said that from Rav Yerucham in a whole bunch of places. And in one of the places he brings it out from this week's parash, it's unbelievable Yisoid. It's called Tifa Yisoid. And so I want to try to give it over. But it's very, very chashuv Yisoid. So I'll start with the Yisoid and then I'll go into how he brings it out from the parash. It was very, very gishmak. But the Yisoid itself. So, and then we'll see if we could bring it out Lamaisa also. And it's hard to bring it out in the Lamaisa, how it relates of Lamaisa. So in the Sefer Adam Bikar, which is Revolba's, it's the Sefer Revolba's, it's two parts in the Sefer. It's Rav Shlomo Volba's biography about Rav Yerucham in the beginning, and then in the end, the second half of the Sefer makes a synopsis of like Yisoides that Rav Yerucham gave over. So the first Yisoid, and basically came out the rest of the Kuntras is Gebait on this Yisoid, is that the person, he says, if you look at a person, so you'd say, let's say Nagashmi's dick away, person survives from food, person survives from oxygen, from anything around themselves. So everything's from the outside. Everything's from the outside. And in Ruchnias, you could say the same thing. I have to experience this, I have to do that, I have to bring in things from the outside to grow. So he says, it's not like that. The same way that when you water the grass, you need the water, but then at the end what grows is what's inside the person, inside the grass, inside the ground, whatever's inside the ground, that's what grows. So all the whatever it is that a person could steig is only from the inside. It's this that the steiging is when the person's from the inside, and then everything around him helps bring out that which is inside. So the steiging is the bringing out, mekarech lepoel, what was inside the person the whole time. It says that's what it means, which means that I have to find that which is inside myself to be able to bring it out. That means, he writes in a different place, that if a person, he said he found one time a person that was mamash, he looked at the person and he says, wow, this is mamash a carbon copy of his Rebbe. It's unbelievable. His mamash took everything from his Rebbe, he was mamash a Talmud Movok, took everything from his Rebbe. And then he said, and then he says that, that I don't remember exactly the nusach, but basically, then he said, Albert, Lemaisa is garnished, Lemaisa, because he's just copying his Rebbe. So the Rebbe is supposed to make him bring out who he is, not that he should be copying the Rebbe. But Lemaisa, the point is, by each person, it's always like that, that it's very important to understand oneself and to focus and see how a person can shtag from themselves. Now, he has this he calls the midah. In a few places he writes a lot of times this midah of vayivasi akiv levadoi and the inyan of yechidius, that a person has their own way of bringing themselves out, and that's the ikar of the person, is the atmius of the person, how he brings himself out. Now, now like this, he's mitzayin over there, a mimer, in Das Chacham Umos HaChelik Aleph, it's a mimer kof, and he says Zemida, Yaakov is Yosef Oil, and Esav is Ish Sada. What's the difference between Yosef Oil and Ish Sada? So he basically says, and I'm going to bring it out like this, but it's an unbelievable idea. He didn't really say it all like this, but if a person in the outside world, so you want to know what's a person's shlav in life? What are they trying to do? So when they're in college or whatever they're studying, what are they trying to do? They're trying to, when they're there, so that they could be trained. What do I have to be trained for? So that they can get a good job. What do you need a good job for? So that you can make money. So now you can get your good job. So what are you doing? You're doing it to make money. What are you doing to make money for? Because you want to have the money to do something else with. That means there's two nechudas. Is that the success is never about the matzav itself. It's always like about something else. Right? And more than that, is that the whole measurement of success always is always klape everybody else. was saying to the before on early in the week that there's that the way the there's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that there's. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin relates this Mishnah to a different member of Chazal that it says that Ein Shechina Shorer Ela Gibor Asher V'Chacham V'Anav. So he says it happened to be the same three midas Gibor that Ben Zom is explaining, but it doesn't explain Anav. It just says Gibor Anav Gibor Gibor Mechubet Gibor Asher V'Chacham. So he says, no, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma is telling you exactly this thing. He says, normally, in the Velt, these midas are gufa only measured clapping someone else. What's a gibor? If I'm strong enough, I'm stronger enough to conquer someone else. Right? What's oisher? Oisher gives me power over something else. And I can conquer something outside, over there, outside myself. And chokhma is also empowering. Is that I have what to give to other people. I'm more than others. So he says that the anav doesn't need to come onto other people. He can get these midas from within himself. And the Meilah Ben Zoyim is goof explaining all these three midas how it shtal zechayis by an anav. So he is explaining the anav. He's saying the chacham is loymin mikol adam. Shad is I don't need to give to others. The fakir, I want the chachma. And I can see where I can get from someone else. The gvur I use within myself, the kavish yitzra, and the samech b'chalka is aisha. And obviously mechubed is mechaber sabriya. So kaponim, the idea is that outside in the world, success is always measured clapping someone else. If a person would sit in jail and he has a lot of money, so not really successful, because even though success in the world is done by money. But if you're in jail and you have money, so you're not successful. Why? Because you can't use it. What are you going to do with it? So, but by Torah, it's not like that. What's a ben Torah? Why are you here? I'm here to shtai. I'm not using it. I'm not here for something else. I want to bring out. I want to shtai myself. This most the whole idea is that a person is able to shtai themselves without. Measuring klapa anything else, it's not I'm better than this one or I'm like that one. It's that itself that a person is able to shteig and bring themselves out and understand their koyches. So the whole life a person's oisik and shteiging is this exact nekuda that it doesn't have to be klapa anything else. It's an unbelievable zach. So that's why yid yoshev oil. Oil is where I fuck is I'm by myself and Yisod is outside. And he says a good can understand. Okay, that's right. Al-Kuponim, this is the Indian. So the idea the Gvaldika Oimek over here is that in every the godless is the more person can use the midas to bring themselves out, this is the Shpitz Avoida. So he says like this. That maybe this sounds a little boring. And so, Maisa, people need chidush in life. You always need a chidush. So, Maisa, if I want to do chidush, I want to try something new. You know, like yeah, I want to. It has to get life has to get exciting. Some new thing. So, Rabbi Yochum in the Maimer, it's a Maimer that's printed in the Kedama to the Yonis Elam, and there's a Maimer there called Maimer Koyches Adam from Rabbi Yochum. He writes over there, unbelievable Zach. He says, in the parasha it says that V'yiftach Hashem SP Ha'asayim. This is one of the things that was created from the Chidushim in the Bria, that it was a Nes, a brand new Bria. V'yiftach Hashem SP Ha'asayim. So the Sfarnoi says, the Sfarnoi writes that Nosan B'Korech L'Daber K'inyin Hashem S'fasai Tiftach. Just like it says, Hashem Shvasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagi Tila Sechad, this says, why does the Torah use the Lashon Vayiftach Espi Ha'asen? His mouth wasn't sealed shut. He couldn't speak. So giving a Bezunder Koyach of Dibor, this is called a Psichas Peh. Because he didn't have that Koyach Dibor before. That's called a Psichas Peh. Where do you find Me'ein Zeh? That there's a Psichas Peh that David Melch can go daven. David Melch wanted a Psichas Peh that he should daven. So, Frank de Birchum, so what are you comparing these two things? Over there, you need a bezunder psichas peh because he didn't have this koyach before. He couldn't speak. Over here, David Melch, every time he's davening shmoneser, you need this command to this whole thing of psichas peh. what's this furnished telling too? So he says, so Lamashal, he says in Shtal too, but like the Nefesh HaChaim says that when a person, there was never two times that a person ever in the history of the Bria, there was two times with the same Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So he says that every Bria is created with every Kayach. So even a doimim tzemeach chai medaber, each one has a doimim has a koyach tzmicha in it, and a tzmeach has a koyach of chias, and a chai has a koyach medaber in it also. But it's only me'ach koyach, and it's miyotze lapoyal, and that's called psicha. You're bringing it out. She says a person to shtag themselves to another level that they didn't have yesterday is a brand new bria chadasha. So mamash a brand new bria. It's a bria chadasha that he's able to accomplish a new level he didn't do yesterday. But it has to be that Lamafreya, that was taking his koyach the whole time. Although it's not a psichas peh, so it's a brand new thing. So he says, this is the knech, that a person has to shtag in this type of area. You want chidush, you want to do something new. So you could do something new. So next thing, grace akunz. Okay, so today I want to dabble in whatever, in something else. I'll try a new thing. This isn't working. Okay, so that's next thing, grace akunz, because it's a chidush. It's a nice chidush, but Lamaisa, that's not where you're at. That's not the person. A person could just stay and do what they're doing the whole time. It's also in the King Grace of Kunz. So it's a Kunz is being a new thing, which is new. But once he's doing it, Lamafreya is his the whole time. That's what he says. He says, Kumaykin kol dagas odo, meakotza vachar na druma maila. Kol avoido hi lasois. Layosis Bria Chadasha of Holt Equishal Alma Adam Lighty the Poyal Akoycha Shabemis Kfayeshna Boy. Vafa Pike Mikoidim Shaitsiam and Poyal Harechos and Kan Bria. It requires a Bria Chadasha, but the Bria Chadasha is to find that which he has the whole time. So when sometimes every person has to know that they have their own Kanech, they have their Nakuda. And the avoid is not to go find someone else, but the avoid is also not to just be super satisfied and just be like, you know, okay, it's good. It's to find where I could shtag within the things which are my tchunas and nefesh are good for me. So this is doing that is gufa mamash berei chadasha. That's what he writes, and this is the way that the person finds their own steiging. So when what is it? Right, this is it. So the idea is this is what he says, is that there's a koyach, a person has me a koyach, avoided this yoitzi me a koyach al poyach, when he's moitzi that, it's mamash a bria chadasha. If he is a new knech, and what he didn't have that yesterday, and he was able to like work on something that now he's a little bit, that little bit difference between the yesterday Shemoneh Esrei and today Shemoneh Esrei is a bria chadasha. It's a new psichas peh that a person didn't have that, but it's me'akarich l'poel that the person can find it within themselves to be able to shtag a person. This is the avoida of a person, and when a person just trying to mimic someone else and finding a certain like okay. They're good. The person that's not this either. What it is finding within oneself that ability, and that's where the person gets the shlemus from. Okay.